My brother brought me some Lotus steak fries. I opened that shit. I said,
where you get this from? Can I ask you, and guess how much that bitch cost?
It was like $8 at the time.
I think it's like $11, $12.
It's like $11, $12. Yeah. But back then, it was like $8. Us, bro. That's crazy. And I was only eating half of the motherfuckers when he brought them to me. I was like, damn.
These hit.
But the burritos, killing Chipotle, though.
Hey, you already fucked your food,
bro. Bro, you got to tell them, cut them bitches in
half. These niggas fuck with the Marathon gas station food?
Which one down on 55th?
No, I ain't fuck with 55th.
On you,
Marathon over in Warrensville, Cedar.
Warrensville.
They got the corned beef in that.
They got the corned beef right there in the big intersection.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Corned beef in there. Or Harvard Deli corned beef. But we talking about gas station food.
The gas station food. Gas station,
it's not a gas station.
Yes, it is.
In Cedar.
Or is that, it's not, what is that?
Yeah, all right, let's not do this.
But what you mean? Let's not, we talking about some real.
That's a Walgreens. It's a, it's the Target.
Walgreens.
And shit. Warrensville and Cedar is
like, oh, yeah, Warrensville and Cedar.
It's Cedar Center.
I'm talking about,
my Whole Foods.
No, not that. My fault, bro.
That's Warrensville and Cedar.
My fault, bro. My
That's
fault,
what I'm
man.
Saying. I my don't want to start fault. The podcast. Let me start the podcast. Let me just get this shit going. You know what I'm saying? I got music. I got some vibes.
This song.
I come and stop at 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. So bring your ass up on the stage. I buy you shit because you wear it. That's because you know I care. But you know you love it here. That's why you keep on coming there. Your nigga can't compete, I swear. He tried but now he look too weird.
It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy Jay Oates. I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
Look, if you hungry, holla at DJ to get something to eat on these streets. Got the homie Don, Danny Darko, the Don Dada, my brother, none other. You know what I'm saying? We got Miss Ashley in this building. You know what I'm saying? It's not her birthday, but you still got to treat her with all the respect and all of the energy like it is. You know what I'm saying? She the princess. You must treat her as such. I got Rail with me, doing big boss shit only. Listen, that's the homie. If you want to talk to Rail, you got to talk to me first. Also, if Rail on some wild times, I'm going for the ride, and I'm making sure my nigga's safe. That's the way I'm riding, you know what I'm saying? That's the energy I'm keeping with that shit. Rail already know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, we already. Hold on, Cass. Before we start, you know this? Come on. Warming up real quick before we start this podcast up.
Man, listen, bro.
I just signed it.
You did?
I just signed it. And they got bars. Let me hear it real quick.
Hey, you gotta sit up. Look, man.
Hold on. I was on cutting him off.
I read God made dope. Then he made oats.
Facts. We in this bitch.
No, hell no.
No, I'm on it. Shots fired.
I set you, bro.
Look, it's not even a podcast. Number one in the black space. Number three in the city overall, Chance Who. Real, I want to get to like some real shit. No, first off, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
Y'all doing all right? Mm-hmm. We chilling?
Yes,
we done recorded some extra
My
shit.
My birthday on Sunday, man.
The birthday is on Sunday.
You know I'm about to turn up.
That's a fact. I don't know if we still potting, but I know you wanted to do it. We can maybe do it. We just figure it out. Real, listen, the birthday coming up, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but niggas had shots for you.
Water. Dogs drink water. Camels drink water. Four-legged beasts drink water. Do you know in order to drink water scientifically, you would have to stand on all fours, you have to elongate your neck, and you have to lap the water with your tongue? Your tongue is not even long enough, and it don't have the type of muscles that other mammals have to even lap that water. In order for you to drink water, you gotta close your hands together, do this, you gotta do everything but what you can do naturally with it to even drink this water. You getting water in cups and glasses. You weren't born with cups, glasses, and bowls, and none of that other shit. These are utensils that you make for you can assemble other creatures for you just cooking these things. Just like you make knives and you make forks because you don't have claws like a carnivore, and you make these knives and these forks for you can claw and rip and tear into flesh, showing you that you were not created to eat flesh. Same thing when it comes to water. See, you're supposed to eat water. You're supposed to chew water. You're not supposed to drink water.
Turn this nigga
you do not drink water.
Real requires water.
I'm wrong. Oh my you want to eat ice, say ice. Say you want to eat water.
Real requires water in every podcast. So I seen that shit and I was like, oh shit, niggas in real neck. Like, nigga, I gotta bring this shit to the squad.
He don't know what he's talking about. He don't drink enough water.
Sound dumb. That's why he's saying that. He don't drink enough.
Exactly. Hey, nigga. Go ahead and get you some pure life.
All right.
Healthy hydration.
All right, cool. We in this bitch. I wouldn't be real if I didn't bring it to your attention that they was coming for you in the water. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody do. I go through a gallon down there to a day. I'm hydrated.
This nigga, all the time. Hey, let's give a big shout out to everybody that's listening, wherever they listening. We appreciate the listen. We appreciate the follows. We appreciate all of the feedback. I'm going to give a big shout out to all of the bike gang niggas, like all of the motorcycle niggas, because I know it's gloomy today, it's a podcast day today in Cleveland, but all I know is them niggas was going nutso on Monday and Tuesday when that motherfucking sun was out. Bike niggas was so happy when that sun was out, nigga. Them niggas was out here, they had nowhere to go, they was just calling each other, let's ride. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? That's what bike niggas do. That's what bike niggas do. They just don't got nothing to do. They just be like, nigga, let's ride. You know what I'm saying? They hop on their bike. You know what I'm saying? They get the fuck up out of here.
They be tweaking.
It'd be sunny as fuck. They don't got nowhere to go. It just be like...
wasting gas. Just hitting the blocks a couple times.
No shade to none of them niggas because respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, what y'all doing, how y'all doing, they give it a shot. But
I just wouldn't do it though. That shit raw though.
Yeah. I got a couple things to get to today. Have y'all seen anything about the spring break shit in Miami?
I think I did. They don't
with the spring breakers. They put out a whole little video about it. They said that they broke up. The city of Miami broke up a spring break. How y'all feel about it?
I don't care.
That's fair.
I don't care though.
Oh shit,
I don't give a fuck.
They still gonna go party in Miami.
I never been to Miami.
No doubt, but
I
understand why they did it. Like, shit was getting out of control.
Yeah, you know about to blow through my town for 1 month, fuck all my shit up, and then slide out.
People who live here
pay no taxes on my
shit. Isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is riding jet skis naked.
A
big
what's
going on.
I don't know. I just vibing.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done. Hey.
Just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks and restricted beach access, DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence. Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Next is going to be Houston.
That's from Miami.
Houston finna go.
Hey, real spill. What y'all think going to happen? Y'all think they going to still turn up on Miami Beach?
Yeah, yeah.
They
going
to try to.
No, they don't try. They going to do it. Watch it go viral.
I feel like they're not going to play.
I better go viral.
I feel like the police going to be on their ass. The enforcement is going to be on their ass.
It's going to go viral.
Somebody going to get fucked up.
Alright, you think that they going to. Where you think that they going to stop it?
I think they're
going
to act the ass.
Down. They are. But they going to get fucked up doing it. Like,
Don, yeah. What you think? You think they're going to stop spring break?
Nah, not at all.
I think it's going to be way too many college kids. Like, honestly, fuck Miami. Like, I heard what they was talking about, but fuck Miami. Like, this is my thing. Anybody in here been to Miami?
Nah.
Yeah.
You been to Miami?
Mm-hmm.
You like Miami?
It's cool.
I ain't been, but I don't fuck with it. My thing is, like, I don't understand how they being so hard on the spring breakers for wilding out when Miami was, like, one of the only fucking... Now, I wasn't the biggest gung-ho COVID nigga, but Florida was wide the fuck open during COVID. You mean to tell me that y'all think this spring break for a week in y'all goddamn city, just kids running rampant on the beach... is worse than y'all niggas just allowing niggas to run around during the height of COVID?
I think it's just like destructive. It's not a month.
It's not a full month.
Yes, it is, bro. Different schools gonna break a different time and they all shoot to Miami.
That's fair.
So they
okay, so I give them. There you go. I'm using air horns. I give them my. Okay, so it's a month.
Niggas be fucking Miami up.
On the beach!
They're being destructive and belligerent and drunk.
It's the beach in close areas. They not, like, if it was Cleveland, there'd be an Edgewater and, like, on the near west side.
Like, how would you feel something like that and fucked your city up? And,
you don't think they would hit West 25th and West 6th?
They got litter. And they shit more better. Like, they shit more expensive and nice.
Whose shit is more better?
Miami.
It's not better than Cleveland.
I'm talking about, like, as far as, like, the way it looks.
Not better than Cleveland.
Yes, it does, bro.
No, it don't.
Be for real.
You said you ain't never been.
Exactly.
I've seen pictures. It don't look better than Cleveland.
I'm talking about like the good parts of Miami, like, you know.
If you want to say it look more tropical, because you see palm trees. Like, if you drive down Euclid, you'll see what the 70s look like. If you drive in Miami, the pictures I've seen in Miami just look like if they cleaned Euclid. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just look like the 70s. Like, it looked like cocaine time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. It was the time. Like, but that shit is outdated. It don't look current. It's not. No, it's no. Like,
the beaches and shit?
The beach ain't nothing that you can update. It's sand and water. Like, it's like just light sand. Like they can't never change that. That's always gonna look the same.
I mean, like, around it. Like, you know, attractions around it.
Well, yeah. So, like, we talking about the strips. Like, the Clevelander and all of that shit. Like, no. The pictures I've seen of that shit, it's dated. It looks old. It looks like a time that's not this time. It looks like when cocaine was king. Like, Miami looked like that. That's Miami. Miami was built off...
Damn. That shit was... I thought the shit I see, it just looked way better than Cleveland.
Yeah.
No, are you talking with the colors? Because they got some neon lights?
I'm talking about just period, bro.
The palm trees?
You see a tropical place. Look, I'm talking about, like, the buildings around that shit, though. Like, everything just look better. Like, when you go to Edgewater, what do you see?
Dead a beach? Fish and, like...
You see some weird shit, like...
Our shit.
I guess because we're from here, and I just... You feel me? But... They should look
See, you better. Thinking about it because you go to Edgewater. Like, I feel like if you went to Miami Beach, it would not be as what you got it built up as in your mind.
I don't care
The about pictures that. Of Edgewater from an aerial, like a drone shot, look phenomenal. Like, Edgewater don't look bad from a drone shot. Like, you talking about like an aerial. It's not bad. It's not hard to make Edgewater look good. Like, it's not like... I'm not saying it compares to Miami Beach. I think their beach is bigger and better than ours
yeah.
because they're in a tropical place. They're in a more tropical climate. Do I think that the city is better or looks better just because it looks tropical? No. No, I just don't look at palm trees and be like, oh, that should look better than, like...
You think
there's
more stuff to do there?
No.
It gotta be.
How?
Just because, man, you ain't ever been down there.
Okay, I hear you, and that's just what you think and wishfully. They got a basketball team? We got a basketball team.
Okay. We talking about other stuff, though.
Yeah, when you talk about a city, it's certain things you can talk about. Not all cities have certain sports. Not every city has all the sports.
Yeah.
Cleveland do. So does Miami. I understand that they're on the water and there's more water. Like, you feel me? And it looks tropical. But they have clubs, they have restaurants. We have clubs and restaurants. Cleveland has more restaurants than a lot of cities. And when it comes to just eateries, like, look up the numbers. So, like, what are we talking about that they have? That they have bars on the beach? Yes, they have a bigger beach area. I'm never going to argue that Cleveland has a better beach area. But if we talking about shit, like, they got a football team, we got a football team. They got a basketball team, we got a basketball team. They got a baseball team, we got a baseball team. We got a hockey team. I don't know who play hockey in Miami. They probably got a soccer team. I don't believe we have a soccer team. They have a thriving nightlife. We have a decent nightlife. You know what I'm saying? There's commerce in our city, there's commerce in their city. There's bitches in our city, there's bitches in their city. It's fun times, it's thugs, it's niggas, it's drugs, it's whatever. That's both. Like, it cancel out. Miami is not anything. I don't really see much difference and much more better for Miami. Also, you in Florida. Florida is like the shit stain on the nation. Like, niggas talk about Florida people. Like, Florida man is a thing. Like, the Florida news, it's a thing. It's not like they're in, like the lap of luxury. They in, like, the shit stain of the nation. Like, Florida is full of fuck shit. Like, whenever you hear about them niggas on the news, it's fuck shit. It's recounts and it's the fuck shit. Like, look, Miami get his hype, but... Y'all niggas wild for breaking up a spring break. That's y'all, like, claim to fame. Nigga, D-Wade ain't there no more. Jimmy Butler ain't winning no championships. What the fuck are you talking about? What y'all doing? You better let them niggas come in the city.
Man.
Frequent y'all bars.
You can't do shit in our city, though, for real. Too many niggas. I guess that's every city, though.
Miami's not safe.
I know. I just said that's every city, though.
So you feel me? That's what I'm saying. It wash out. Honestly, Miami ain't nothing but Cleveland. It's in Florida. To me.
I still need to go, though, just to experience that shit.
I ain't saying don't go.
At the same time, I don't really care for Miami because it's like...
I ain't saying don't go. I'm just saying. Look. I'm a Swiss. Did y'all ever go to a comedy show solo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like by yourself?
Yeah.
No.
Like by yourself?
Yes. I would go by myself. I know how to enjoy myself by myself.
Yeah, but a comedy show.
I would go to a comedy show. Yeah. I go to the movies. I go to a concert. All Dello.
I'm wondering if I want someone to come to me to the Cat Williams. I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying? Like if no one else goes, I'm going to go by myself. That's what that's about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I don't like friends to go, but if they don't go, I'm going by myself.
Alright, y'all said that's wrong.
Yeah.
Would y'all sit front row?
By myself?
Yeah.
If I got to.
No, I'm not sitting front row by myself, though. No. I sit front row if I was somebody.
But you would sit front row by yourself? Yeah. What happens if you get heckled?
What are talking about?
What do you mean you're not getting heckled?
Then I get heckled. If I get heckled, I get heckled. That's just the risk you run going to any comedy show.
Yeah, talk
2024.
You're in the front row getting flamed.
Well, at any time, but...
They gonna flame. I'm gonna flame their ass back.
But they do have some comedians that be like, they be like, you single? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, who else is single? And sometimes they imagine people loving that bitch. It might be fun.
Yes, but you're gonna get some jokes first.
That's fine. I came here to laugh. I hope they're funny.
Alright. Dominic's coming, alright.
Well, cat, bro, I don't, but download trips and you by yourself. Nobody can get your nerves. You can't have a bad night by yourself. You just like dolo.
Yeah, I like that perspective. You can't have a bad night by yourself.
Yeah, like, nobody can blow your mood by yourself.
If
you take a girl on a date to a comedy show, she ain't even paying attention, she on her phone. Like, I took you here to watch this, and your ass ain't even paying attention.
That would be
lame. Versus by myself, I'd just be like, this, you feel me?
As soon as I watch something, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You're like, that thing was funny when you said that one thing.
No, what did he say?
Fucking, why'd you even come?
For real.
I've never had nothing like that happen.
Nah, I'm just saying. I had something like that
happen. Like, just girls being rude on a date or like at a comedy club?
I've had girls rude on a date.
Oh, I took a girl to a wine bar one time and she watched a video of her cousins fucking fighting on like Instagram or Snapchat the whole time we was at this wine bar. And I spent like.
That's a long fight.
Yeah.
How long were you at the wine bar?
Maybe like 30 minutes.
It was a 30-minute
fight? But it was happening, like they were like Snapchat recording and then uploading it as it was happening. So the fight, like, you know, walking to the fight, talking the shit, maybe the actual fight, and then afterwards them talking more shit like I whooped your ass.
Oh,
so
she like, watched like an entire 30-minute
Yeah, like a fight card, yeah.
Yeah, that shit, like shit like that.
Fight card on a date.
I'm leaving and she
That shit was annoying. Yeah, that shit was very annoying.
The bill on her.
walking out. That's nuts.
Yeah,
I've never had.
She didn't get another date.
That ain't never happened to me too. That ain't never happened to me though. But
I don't like that.
Been on
she was date. Playing with you like that.
Well, she never got a second date. I don't think she like just does shit that fancy. So like you blew Jabroni.
For real.
But also like
I don't like that she played with you that day.
But like, you can't control what a person does or what they think is acceptable. I don't think you. I think what people do, like if you have, like I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm here. I know, but I want. I believe this is crazy. Like, all right, well, then that's just. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna still take you home. I'm gonna still finish it up. But afterwards, that's about it. Like, it's about done.
See, I disagree.
I would hate it if my car was down and someone picked me up for a date, didn't like how I acted, and then stranded me. I'd be pissed. So I just don't do that to other people. And I just like, as a gentleman, like, I'm gonna cover the bill. I got the money. It's fine. Like, maybe, like, sometimes you're out $50. It is what it is. But, like, you're not getting another $50 out of me. That's how I feel. What would you do?
He gonna keep going.
If I'm on a date, I've never been on a date.
Some people are just rude. But go ahead.
I've never experienced that. I've heard about it. I've never experienced like the girl being rude to me on the date. I would like to think that if I'm on a date with a girl and she's watching fights on her phone the entire time, we're not even getting to the point that we're ordering food and shit.
Well, we got past that part, and then I think it was after that. So we got into it kind of. But, like, also, like, I think she didn't know better. I think that's a huge factor, is that I think she just didn't know better. You know what I mean? Like, you just think someone is pretty, you take them on a date, and you didn't necessarily know what home training or what they've learned in life. So I think that she was just like, let me watch this, I gotta watch this, it's breaking news for me. Like, in her mind, it was, like, breaking news.
Well, you said it's her cousin fighting.
So for her, it's breaking news. For me, it's like, girl, put that shit down. I think that for her, it was very important. In her mind. To me, it was very annoying and something I didn't want to have happen.
Ashley, did you hear the scenario? Mm-hmm. Can you weigh in as a girl for me?
I think it's rude. Too, I wanna do that. Like, I feel like that should get away.
Do you think the girl, like... Do you feel like girls know, or is there like a girls just don't know what's rude on a date?
I feel like it depends on upbringing. like what you were taught. I personally, like, I know it's rude to, like, if I'm on a date, I'm at dinner, why would I be on my, that's rude. I
just don't understand how she knows her cousin is fighting while y'all are out.
Because she's already on her phone.
Yeah, so she's yeah, already
on her phone. Well, you probably check it or something like that during the long conversation.
She could have been texting him.
Whoa. Uh-oh. And then I think she started following the story. I mean, once again, she didn't get much. She didn't get any more of my time after that.
I'm not saying she got more of your time after that, but she got the rest of that night.
Like, no, she didn't. Because after the date, I took her home and was like, all right, I'll catch you later. And then I went home and then did what I wanted to do.
That's why I prefer to do shit by myself.
And that's kind of why you keep a,
you know what I'm saying?
A roster, is if some things don't go well with one, perhaps.
Whoa, that's a good time. Like, you turned it.
I'm sorry. I thought that's just what we were saying.
Keep it a who?
Keep it a player.
Player?
Player.
Okay, then. That's hard.
Keep it a player.
So, wait, whoa. You say keep a roster just in case they
well,
fuck up?
Yeah. I think.
I don't got a roster, man.
Yeah, me neither.
No, niggas. I have a roster too much work, gang. I don't want to be a coach.
Like a roster for me is like 3.
I hate being a coach, buddy, but like,
okay.
Anything over 3 is too many. It's too many.
That's a decent number. I like that number.
Okay. That's but yeah, number. I mean, sometimes you just don't know right.
One and us. You like a boyfriend guy
type shit.
How you know they only fuck with you, though?
That's why I prefer to be by myself. But if she come to me, I feel like she wanted me because you just... Instead of me coming and knock you down, you came and chop me up. So, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit. Niggas pursue you and still fuck up.
Listen, because we niggas. Niggas will do that. A female don't really do that because she really feeling you if she come over there and talk to you.
Wait, what? Wait, say that again. Say that back.
Girl, this nigga gotta be like...
No, wait. Ashley, what did you say first?
Oh, he said like... Yeah, what the fuck did you say?
You asked me a question.
He said he feel like if a girl come up to him and try to get him, like she must really want him, so why would she fuck that up?
But
I said niggas pursue bitches all the time and fuck it up all the time.
But niggas do that. Niggas just be, we didn't tell you anything just to give you, you feel me?
Girls do the same thing.
For sure.
It ain't never happened to me. I mean, I dolo all the time, so it's like.
Has it happened to you yet?
Why would it happen to me though? Are you trying
to?
No, stop. I'm gonna ask you a question, real. I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna tell you, like, I want you to tread carefully.
Oh, man, I'm gonna say.
Because you just said something, and I don't know how to ask it any other way.
No. What you about to ask? I know this, man. What you about to ask?
You just said,
don't put words in my mouth, Jesus.
Okay, so say what you said again.
Don't put words in my mouth, that's bad.
And you just said, like, I generally only fuck with one girl.
I prefer to fuck with one girl.
And I said, you a boyfriend nigga?
Yeah.
I felt like he said no the first time.
No.
It depends on what phase you're in. If you in your single phase, you gonna have a roster.
I went through that phase already, though.
If you,
I'm having a roster?
Yeah.
Sometimes you do back and forth.
You,
if you single right now, bro, you
was way.
Like, never
mind.
Let me
know.
Though.
Oh my god, my niggas cap.
My whole thing was like, nigga, you like not with every girl that ever told you that she fucks with you, like.
Yeah.
Like, cause she was like, how you know every girl only fucking with you?
I was just talking shit, though. Y'all about to help on my ass.
A little bit. A little bit. Like, don't talk that cute shit to me. Like, don't talk that cute shit to me. That's cool. That's, look, like, listen, everybody got their own thing. Like, I think you reserved. I think you, like, you probably, like.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you, like,
I'm,
a dude.
I'm growing up, bro. I'm done with the roster habit, man.
You young, you ain't all the way grown up. And the fact that you young and that you done with roster having is that you on your I want like one.
Why that's that hard to believe?
Because I was 22 before. Like, nigga, like, you talking about?
Yeah, me too. I'm saying.
You're 22 now.
No, you 22 now. You wasn't 22 before.
Like, a couple days. Okay.
No, just know. And then I was 23 after that. Just know. I did them. And, yeah, like, and.
Y'all niggas prayed on my downfall.
No, I'm not. Like, no, I'm not.
Just being realistic.
Like, yeah, I'm just talking
you
to.
In La La Land,
I'm just asking you, but because you like seem real, like, would you like work out a lot?
You feel me?
At 22, you just go work out a lot.
Yeah, I work out
all the time.
Not like I used to though, but no, I work out though.
So my thing is, at 22, I was a mess. At 22, I was a mess.
That's you, bro.
Well, I knew a lot of 22-year-olds when I was 22. Man. You know a lot of 22-year-olds, too. And you know what they're doing.
I know what they're doing, but...
I'm just trying to ask you, what you do in the time that you're not a mess, like 22-year-olds?
Man, I was a mess from, like, 17 to, and like...
Nah, I didn't ask you when you was a mess. 20, I asked you what you're doing now. See?
What I'm doing now, I'm chilling.
Y'all niggas deflect.
I'm chilling right now. You feel me? Like,
all right.
Alright,
man.
So I'm just, you feel me?
Alright. Okay,
guys.
Y'all just hating, for real.
I'm not. Has anybody seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith yet?
You being delusional.
Yeah. Have y'all seen that? No, the new show, the Donald Glover.
No.
Let me let them do the sound go. Have y'all seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith yet?
Who?
This show, all right.
No, what'd
you
say?
I didn't hear you.
Damn.
Not the one with Angelina Jolie in them.
No, that's an old one. Like, the Childish Gambino?
I would have shot Jolie.
Alright, so I skip right past it. Because ain't nobody even can have a conversation about it.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Alright,
man.
Y'all think me gay?
Yes.
I don't want to
say. I say gay. He has.
I don't want to say. Man, it's
he
crazy.
He has gay tendencies.
That nigga did turn him out.
He's gay mannerisms.
That nigga just turned him out though. I ain't gonna fake.
Don, you looked at Asti.
All these niggas gay.
Oh what?
Rap niggas is gay. Period.
You think me is gay? I don't. It's nothing wrong with being gay.
Ain't nothing wrong with, but don't be trying to act like you ain't if you is though.
That's what I think that you get to be down though.
I mean, like,
but you as long as who you fucking with, no.
Well, if you get to come out when you, well, Diddy didn't put him out. Like, it's just been being put out because Diddy is going through the ringer and people is doing that. So my thing is,
yeah, he get you seen? Did you see that? Video about him and he was asking about, he was crying about when his celly left or some shit when he was in jail.
I didn't see
he
that.
Said your celly is like your girl. He said when your celly leave, you get like, you be like, you ain't ever cried when your celly left. You ain't see that? He was talking to Gilly now, bro. Let me find a video.
I hear
you. I'm about to show you, bro. He was, that nigga Gilly was like, what?
It's not even a podcast, bitch.
Real trap shit.
I didn't like that him and Diddy had matching outfits that one time.
Matching outfits.
Yeah, y'all
really
two grown ass men.
And now we got like a song together to be in a video. So it was just like y'all was just in real life in like matching silk shirts.
For what?
And I never wore a silk shirt.
I want a silk
shirt. But I feel like if I wore a silk shirt, I probably wouldn't match it with another nigga's silk shirt. Mm-mm. And if I did match it with another nigga's silk shirt, I probably wouldn't take a picture with that nigga.
Let me hit play or not.
With a little person in the in-between of us. I probably wouldn't have done that. It'd be a lot of things. Let me, let me see it. Let me see it. So I'm going to try to find it.
It's all.
And I'll play it on the speakers. Okay. I just think that.
Do y'all think Diddy is gay? Like, do y'all think Diddy?
Yes.
Gay?
Yes. Okay. That's not a question.
Yes. I think Diddy is probably bisexual.
I think he's getting off on the power.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Like, you hear that some people aren't necessarily... Like, they say that child molesters, when a child molester molests a boy, he's not necessarily gay. He's getting off on the power.
Yeah.
I hate to take it there. I'm sorry. But I feel like that's just what Diddy is doing, is that he's just at a position of power. Mm-hmm. He enjoys power, and he enjoys the thrill of, like, exuding that power on people.
Yeah.
I think that's what Diddy is. Saying.
Yeah.
He's more of a, like, a... It's
I feel like Oprah is like that, too.
Oprah?
Yeah.
What did Oprah do? You mean Ellen DeGeneres?
No, Oprah.
What did Oprah do?
She's a powerful woman. Yeah.
What do you guys see that makes you think that she gets off
but on I feel exhibiting like power? The power? Okay, the can I ask
you? You just think that only, like, you don't think that everyone in a position of power is in a position of power because they get off on power?
No, I think some people work hard to get to their position. I think that some people just exist.
Why do they work hard to get to the position of power?
Because they want power.
I think it's a natural projection of their career. I want power. I'm not about to use it to bully you guys if I ever get it, though.
You don't think that you would use it to bully anyone? You don't think that if you...
Well, I would try my best not to.
You don't think... Why? Would you feel like if you were in a position of power, you wouldn't use the power to do the things that you thought best?
Yeah.
Right.
But I think doing what I think best isn't necessarily abusing my power. I'm still within confines.
Wait, what? You don't think that having power over other people puts you in a position to make people do things that they don't want to do?
It definitely could, yeah.
So, what you just talked about is when people in a position of power use it to make people do things that they don't want to do. Everyone in a position of power...
that's not abusing my power. If I have voters vote and half of them vote for a tax increase and people don't want to do that, that's not abusing my power. Or, you know, a third of them. Two-thirds vote for... You know what I'm getting at.
And this gets back to your belief on what the use of power is and how it's okay and acceptable.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can have power and not abuse
your
power.
But it's based on the lens of people that have abused their power.
What do you mean by that?
You believe the things that they tell you about the building of America. You still believe that we landed on the moon. So, like, when you look at the proper use of power, you look at abuse of power as proper. Like, certain things that are an abuse of power is you see as proper. Because when people are in a position of power, don't believe that, like... You don't necessarily believe it as being an abuse of power. So, like, when you recreate it yourself, you don't view yourself as abusing power.
I think that America should probably be smaller. I think America was built through an abuse of power. Yeah.
Wait.
Say that.
Yeah.
America was built on the abuse of power.
Connect that to what we're talking about. And connect it to
your... What was the last thing you just said, then?
I was talking about, like, your view on landing on the moon and that being full of shit and people having the power to sway people's opinion and giving them shit that's just propaganda and full of shit just for the sake of saying that they're on the same pace as another country that's full of shit. Like, the Russia and America, the whole Cold War, I think that's people abusing power. And, like, you look at
it
that.
It could be, yeah.
But you look at that as things that just took place. So when you look at it as things that took place, when in the future, when you look at how power is to be used, you see it okay to do, like, idealistic things.
Well,
or
in
use.
Your scenario, I would view it differently, as I would say we got into an arms race. And I think that the power to eventually get to the moon came from these nukes. We have intercontinental ballistic missiles.
That doesn't make sense.
The ability to get to rockets came from the arms race. People kept making more and more bombs, then applied that technology into a device to go to space. Jet propulsion came from nukes. That's why we got so mad about stationing certain nukes in certain places, because they have the power to fly and blow things up. So we applied the technology of rocket propulsion into rockets.
When was the first time we tried to go to space?
I think
when was the first
JFK, around that time, was the first time we ever tried to go to space.
And when was the first nuke?
That was a couple, that was like maybe something, I feel like 30 years earlier at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Unless you want to say the Manhattan Project, which was before that. Those were dropped out of planes. But then we moved forward with the technology to use missile silos. That's the Cuban Missile Crisis.
So we didn't go to space when we used nukes. Also, we didn't go
to space. We applied the technology from the rocket propulsion.
To make rockets.
Yeah.
From the nukes.
Yeah, so when we put... So we put missile silos in Turkey that were going to hit Russia. Those weren't coming out of planes. They put missile silos in Cuba to hit America. Mm-hmm. So they would be, there would be a button you press. They would come into the air. They would do ignite whatever they had to do. And then they would fly to wherever they had to go. So now we're shooting rockets over a course of hundreds of miles. And what I'm saying is that pointed up and applied to a certain purpose, yes, those rockets got us to space.
Okay.
So it could have been an abuse of power, or it could have just been something else.
So, Don, so my question to you, the people that were building rockets off of bombs, and you remember all of the first challengers that blew the fuck up, you're telling me that they just learned how to go all the way up there and sustain life up there and film it up there and do all of that shit like this at the end of all of the killing people trying to do it?
I'm saying they probably applied a couple of eggheads to it.
That's just, that's something that you would think. I just don't think that.
Okay.
That seems wild to me. Also, we were talking about power and how you would use it. I'm not quite sure how we got here. But are you ready for Trump to be in office?
Yeah.
Again?
He's going back in there. He's hilarious. He's too funny.
Oh, wait. No. I got real shit.
Using a chick. Check this resurfaced clip out.
Somebody for a long period of time, no matter if I left or you left, you're still going, you can have a celly. Nah, then you got a celly for 3 months.
That nigga cried when the celly left.
Pack it up, boy, it's new jail. You're going to feel like you just lost a chip. You know how it is, it's just, you're going to be
hurt. How many times you felt like that?
You ain't never lose your celly and feel like you lost a chip.
No, I lost some cellies that was some good, you know, they went home. Motherfuckers, I done seen, during my whole time, I done seen hundreds of cellies go home.
Yeah.
And they'd be like,
how many times you cried?
The fuck, I ain't never cried, man. The fuck is you talking about?
If you're dealing with somebody for a long period of time, it don't matter if I left.
In relation to that, the 36-year-old Philly rapper responded.
You're here because you have to be here, not because you want to deal
with it. I understand what you're trying to say.
You're a crime user in jail, your cellie left.
I understand what you're trying to say.
You gonna miss him?
I might.
Probably kept him level-headed, I guess.
Say I'm in a cell, and me and my cellie know that, like he don't got that many niggas in here. He ain't a part of no gang in here. He ain't a part of no, like, affiliated shit that's outside that's in here. I gotta stay safe. Like, we don't really know too many people. It's strength in numbers, so we keep each other safe. We keep each other back. If your cellie leave, like, we've been going through life. We've been dealing through shit in here. Like, if he go, I might be fearful. I might be scared. I might have some emotions. It might be a night that it'd be like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Or I don't know what's going to happen tonight because the person that got my back not here. Like, I'm alone. I'm solo dolo.
I think that's just a poor metaphor he used. I think I would say something like, my brother in arms in the army got sent back to the States and I'm still in Afghanistan.
Not the same. I don't think that's the same.
I don't think I would say I lost a chick. I think, yeah, we're both fighting for our lives in here and I only have you to rely on. And you got sent back.
You don't just, in the army, you don't just have your homie to rely on.
But you have that homie that you're in the foxhole with. You got that closest nigga to you. You know what I'm talking about.
You're looking for something that's different, and that's not the same.
It was the same.
No, it's not.
I think it's exactly the same.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you why it's not. In the army, all the people that you're with are on the same side. You're all fighting against the same arms. The niggas that you're in jail with, you're not fighting against the same army. You're fighting against each other. So if I'm in a situation where the nigga I'm in, the room I go to sleep and lay my head with, like, I'm confident that I'm going to wake up in the morning going to fuck sleep next to this nigga. Me and my celly, we got us. We good. Yeah, I think that when that's a little bit different than being in an army. Because everybody is your celly in the army.
Well, then it's just me and my cellmate are the army. This is a two-man army versus whoever else we got to go against.
That's what I just said, Don.
That's what I'm getting at, though. Yes.
Right. So thing. When you're...
But he's not my bitch, though. He's not my... I'm not mourning him. I'm not mourning my male friend leaving and going back to the normal society as I would mourn the loss of a woman. I'm mourning him like I would lose a comrade or a brother.
That's the same thing.
No.
Yes, it is.
Losing my bitch and losing my brothers is not the same thing
right. in my life, ever. That's not the same shit.
I choose.
It's not the same thing exactly. It's the same thing.
Use better words than.
It's not the same. Tell the poor metaphor.
It's not the same thing, but it's the same thing.
So okay. That's the same difference. You getting that?
Maybe same difference.
Can I ask you a question? You two niggas. I ain't gonna ask. You two niggas.
All right.
Your longest friendship. How long is your longest friendship?
Years. Since at least 7th grade, 6th grade. And I'm 26 now, so.
Yes, sir. I don't really have a long-ass friendship.
You don't?
No.
See, it's tougher for real. So for you, you sound nuts. Real sounds more official. You've had a friendship with a man, or men, for over a decade.
Yes.
So if you lost a relationship with one of those men and you've never had a relationship with a woman that long, you're telling me that if you lose a best friend or a friend, the way that you mourn them and feel bad, you wouldn't feel worse or the same that you felt about a woman that you dealt with for much shorter?
If I lost one of the people that I call my brother, I would mourn him like I lost a comrade and be sad.
Would it be worse than when you lost a girl?
It could be, yes.
Right, so
if I'm not equating him in my mind to a woman is the difference, what I'm trying to say.
No, so listen to what I'm saying. And you can look for what he's not trying to say, because he sounds nuts because he's equating two different things. But the loss of a person that you care about and that you love, that is part of your, that's your confidant, that's your comfort, that's your safe space. You understand what I'm saying? You've never been in a relationship with a woman as long as you've been with one of your homies. If you lost one of your homies, you'd be upset. You'd probably cry. You might not talk about it, but you'd probably cry.
Fair.
If you lost your woman that you love, you would probably cry. You might not talk about it, but you would probably cry. There would be a part in your life, there'd be a time, there'd be a night, there'd be a moment where you had to try to figure out what you're gonna do to replace them and move forward and just feel whole. Now stop interrupting me. So what I'm saying is there is a similarity and there can be similarities from losing someone no matter the sex of who you lost. You're making it weird.
Alright, can we talk now?
How's you making it
can
weird?
Can we talk now?
Yep.
When my grandfather died and my mom died, yes. But those are not the same people. My mom is a very different person in my life than my grandfather is. The same way a woman in my life is a different person.
As a nigga.
Yes.
Right.
So yes, two people can be mourned the same way. Humans only have so many ways to express anguish. But at the same time...
Explain that, because you're not even make sense. That didn't make sense to your point. You said things, and you said there's a difference between... Stop. Let me ask you the question so you can explain.
This nigga, alright.
For a second, let me ask you to connect the loose ends. Because saying that your mom is different from your grandfather, sure. Your mom is different from your grandfather.
Okay.
But you would feel the similar emotions if you lost a parent and a grandparent. You would feel grief.
But different ways.
Everything is different ways, but it would be grief.
But
you okay, yes. So if you lost it,
correct.
But they exist in different parts of your mind. Yes or no?
No.
So yes to me, yes.
Don.
Okay.
The people might exist in different parts of your mind. Anguish comes from the same place that creates anguish. Grief comes from the same place that creates grief. So if you lose a girl, you lose a friend, you lose a mom, you lose a grandparent, you lose someone that is close to you enough that you feel grief, that is what the same is. You can look for the differences, but what he said is he was speaking about similarities. So, if you're in a situation as grave or as paramount as jail, losing the closest person that you have to you, that you go to sleep in the same four wall or three walls and gate, I would assume that it's probably similar as having a confidant that you go to sleep with in the same home. Not necessarily you live together, but you feel comfortable and safe. I can understand what he's trying to say. I'm not saying that I can't understand anything and say that there are differences, but what I'm asking y'all to speak to are the similarities. Are you saying there's no similarities between a cellmate?
Bro, no, we're not, bro. We saying
okay.
No, but no, bro. We saying that he should have.
Y'all wouldn't
no,
say it that
bro,
way.
No, bro, be quiet, bro. Look,
y'all wouldn't no, say bro, it no, that no, way. No, no, y'all just wouldn't no, say it that way.
No,
no.
That's what we saying.
That's what y'all are saying.
That's the whole point. You took it there.
My point is, just because you wouldn't say it that way doesn't mean that somebody saying it that way.
You as a nigga was not, bro. Come on. You got, you.
Real.
That makes sense, bro.
Real. No, real. All niggas don't do things the same way. Exactly. So at a certain point in time, you've got to stop giving rules to other niggas and you have to start looking for.
Losing your celly is like losing a chick.
Let me finish.
No, it's not.
Stop saying the same thing over. We already talked about that.
That's what we was talking about.
Yeah, you're correct. So, at the end of the day, just because you wouldn't say it that way doesn't mean there's any validity in any actual statement that he's making that is valid.
The face he showed to the world, that don't match with you. You feel me? You don't, like, that don't match.
I'm never going to be the person to say that Meek Mill shows the Meek Mill is full of shit. I'm never going to say he's not full of shit. Meek Mill is a nigga to rap about guns and talk about.
And then you say you losing your cellies like losing a chicken, and you rap about. You know what I'm saying?
That's
Meek Mill.
That's not an invalid statement.
Yes, it is.
I don't think. It's not an invalid statement to me. I wouldn't say that's an invalid statement. Right?
We gonna have to agree to disagree again.
Yeah, that's cool. Like you don't have to agree with what I'm saying. Like you know what I'm saying. But like you also haven't. You haven't really spoke about the disagreements. You just said that you wouldn't say it that way.
I never been in jail though, so I don't know. I don't know how I feel to lose a celly. I know you feel me. I don't know, but that the way he said it, oh, like losing a celly.
He didn't say. He said it. He said some shit. In a way that niggas, if you want to look and find something wrong, you can find something wrong. You can find something that you say, I wouldn't say that. That sounds weird or different. But at the end of the day, if you telling me that you ain't never had a best friend that you cared about more than a girlfriend, if you lost that girlfriend and you felt hurt and you felt shame or you felt whatever you felt, there was loss, there was grief, there was whatever you've... I could have been there, I could have... He called me that day. She called me, I could have... If I would have said... When you start thinking about shit like that, there's similarity. When you lose somebody, you lose somebody. Loss is loss. Niggas that... Like, sometimes people be looking for shit, like, in some shit that be like... To say it's gay, like, or to say it's homo, because, like, that's a homophobic thing. It's not. It's okay to care and love about a person that's the same sex as you. So if you in a situation,
disagreeing with that, bro.
So if you in a situation where the person that's the same sex as you is the only lifeline you feel that you have, that's your only confidant. You can compare that to being in the world. having a partner and feeling like I lost my partner.
And it's like a thing in jail, like having a bitch.
I wouldn't say it's having a, I'm not arguing that.
So I feel like that kind of didn't make it better either.
I'm not arguing that. That's a whole different. That's what niggas is trying to equate. Like, I don't necessarily think Meek Mill is gay.
You don't have to.
You do.
Yes.
You do too?
Not.
I'm not asking you a straight up question. Yes or no. Do you think Meek Mill is gay?
Maybe. That's all I can give is a maybe. Yeah. I think he's definitely sus.
Yeah.
I mean, he said some suspect sus. Stuff, but I can't pin it down. Mm.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, you might be.
No, I'd like to think that I don't think that. In my mind, I don't necessarily know what his actual conviction is, but I know to myself that I don't think Mignon is gay. I wouldn't. I don't think Mignon is gay. And that statement doesn't make me think that Meek Mill is gay, like, or now the matching outfits with Puff in the little person in the middle.
And why do you keep bringing the little person? What does that mean to you, the little person? Is it just funny, or is it like
it's freaky?
It's like anything named Puff Daddy.
I'm dressed like a nigga that is like arguably known to be. I'm dressed like a nigga that's known to arguably be bi.
Yeah.
Little people is just like sometimes it's like a fetish shit. It's like weird freaky shit. For that nigga little head to be squeezed in between our hips and me to be holding a cup with my index and my thumb like this on the side. Like. For me to be like this,
he's
with my
he's
arm,
the greatest signifier that it's
now with me tough. With my arm around this thing, and it's a little person in here, and I got a little goofy face, and I got the cup here. Yeah, that's sus.
That's the greatest evidence.
And now I don't think that like feeling that like losing a celly is like losing a girl. I just think that he said something. He's trying to make a metaphor that niggas didn't feel. That's what I think with that. I don't necessarily think he's gay, but I do think that picture doesn't look good. if he is straight.
Yeah, that is odd.
Like, regardless, like, I'm straight. I don't necessarily want a picture with me holding a cup, goofily, matching another nigga with a little person in between our hips. I don't want that picture. I don't want to take it. I don't want people to see it.
What was the point? Why are we posing like this? How did we get here?
Meek Mill's got a lot of pictures.
So many questions.
He's got a lot of pictures that look wild.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't. I mean, you know. Respect. Fair. Respect. I don't know. I just gave y'all a pushback about the gay shit. Oh, before we get up out of here, before I close this shit out, let me get to this shit. Oh my God, this is so much shit that it's not that much shit that took place this week, but it's some shit that took place this week. I want to kind of squeeze this shit in before we get up out of here. I don't know. Do y'all fuck with Money Long?
What's that?
The hours and hours.
Oh, yeah. Money Long.
Yeah.
Nobody knows me like you. I know those. Mary, is you single? Is anybody out there got a ring on? You got exes? Are they jealous? These days, gotta ask some type of questions. Is you broke, boy? Is you rich? That Bentley, is it yours or is it rented? Is you gonna take care of this check or we gonna split it? These days, gotta ask some type questions. Was you trapping? Is you legit yet? So you a rapper, you got a hit yet? When you grow up, did your mama teach you respect? Still got a couple things that I ain't asked yet. When you did a bid, what did you go for? I got my reasons why I wanna know for. You know you not the type of guy I usually go for. I'm just inquiring, cause I wanna know more. But you got kids, is you there for them? So different baby mamas, do you care for them? Why you keep laying down with strangers unprotected? These days, gotta ask some type questions. If it's conclusion, is you jumping? I'm good at making something out of nothing. So you never ask me if I had a husband. These days, gotta ask some tight questions. Yeah, 21 questions. 21 questions. I think that was counting. 21 questions. In case you thought it wasn't. Hey, I just wanna chill and live my life. Money long, anything I want, I buy. Hey, hit them all every time my accountant cries. Sway, yeah, said you don't got the answers.
How y'all feel about it?
It's fire.
Fire?
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, you fuck with it?
She need to make that a real song.
It's the truth. Like, you gotta ask some questions.
I know, that's, I don't know if she could do that.
That's really hard, though.
I mean, you can't just take somebody's beat and make it a song.
She probably gotta ask.
You can't do that.
Oh, you gotta ask.
You can't remix somebody else's song and then, like, you do. That's 50 Cent beat. You could cover 50 Cent song and just sing what he said and do a cover.
You can just have it remixed.
But Lil Wayne did that. He did it real good. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Not with that beat, but he done rapped over different beats.
They're not real songs. They're mixtape songs.
Sorry for the way he remixed that.
Yeah, no, okay.
That's a mixtape.
Okay, so.
No, I'm talking about the Drake shit, didn't he? With Drake, hold on, I'm gonna show
listen
you.
To what I'm
saying. He remixed the Drake song, bro.
Listen to what I'm saying. None of those are actually in Wayne's, like, released album discography. He doesn't make money. So listen to what I'm saying. He doesn't make money from those. It's not a real song.
I didn't know that.
You don't get to take someone else's beat and just rap on it. Someone else gets to make a remix of their song and put you on it, and they can, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you don't get to just, I like that beat. I'm a rap on it. That's the whole thing. That's what Jeezy and DJ Drama had a Fed case for. Like, you can't do that.
That's what a lot of people do now.
No, people will make the shit. They don't get to get paid from the shit. You can do a cover of somebody's songs where you do the exact same song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Lauryn Hill, Nothing Even Matters. Like, that's a cover. Like, it's not her song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
Mary J. Blige, All Night Long. Like that.
Like All Night Long. Like the Beyoncé's, I want to say it's Beverly and Frankie Beverly May. It's like the Luther Vandross. One Night Only, like the Luther Vandross, like the Elite, like not Alicia Keys, like the Aaliyah. What's the song that she did? Not If Your Love Is Mine. Fuck the Aaliyah. You like the you're the most important person to me. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Shit. The shit when she was like
talking in the car.
The shit is on ATL, like, you know what I'm saying? When T.I. fuck with Nunu.
Oh, when I feel
like I feel. That's a Aaliyah remade that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me know, right?
Let me know. Aaliyah did that. But it's an old song. Yeah. You could cover somebody's song if you want to cover somebody's song. That you could do that. You don't just get to take somebody's beat and make it your own song because that's their beat. And honestly, it's the beat maker's beat, and then they have to pay points to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You just can't do that. So you can't just, like, as much as she could do this for a freestyle, like when niggas go on the radio and just freestyle for no money, so it's called a freestyle. Because you just styling on that bitch for free. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whether you wrote it or whether it was off the top of your head, you're doing this for free because you cannot monetize it.
Right.
Like, if you go on, you could go on stage and perform it. And if people aren't looking to try to get the money from it, you might live. But if they want it, nigga, they're going to get the proceeds from your tour when you... If they have footage of you doing their beat, you can't do that shit. So she can just go on Sway and just do that shit. That's why they put beats on the radio for niggas to freestyle over. Because you can do it there, because it's not for money. And they just get the radio put up. This is like a look. Like, niggas get to do that shit for the look and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just they fans fuck with them and then they want to hear more music from them. That's why niggas go up on the radio and they do their freestyles to show their skills. They don't get paid from that shit. They can't get paid from it. It's like it's illegal. So nah, she can't drop 21 questions. Unless 50 Cent like clear the beat for her, like, or she give them like percentages of the, you know what I mean?
Let's need to put that in the works.
It's, I mean, she could. It just might not be beneficial for her, honestly. Because, like, when I'm going to go to the studio and pay for all of that time to get it all recorded, if I'm going to have to give somebody else the money from it. Because it's their song, honestly. You know what I mean? Like, it was fire. Mm-hmm. It didn't make you check for money long. I thought it was fire. That's why I put it on, because it was fire. Like, I thought she did her little thing.
She did her thing for sure.
I thought she did her little thing.
Females low key taking over in the rap shit. And it's crazy.
Female friendships. Bingo!
Wait.
Who only gets input.
I need y'all to hear this shit.
Bingo! I don't want to date a man who only gets input from other men and who has all women in two categories. Or someone I want to sleep with. You have to have a broader spectrum on women and their value in your life if you're going to be
totally. Well, first off,
She said that basically she doesn't want to date a man if he doesn't have female friends, like platonic female friends. Like if you only got women in two categories, the chicks I fuck, and your mamas, your aunties, your cousins, like the women you related to, she feel like then you don't value women the way that she thinks that you should value women. What's your thoughts? What are our thoughts?
I can see where she's coming from with that.
Bro,
I actually get that.
I can't see where she's coming from too.
I can see where she's coming from, but like,
I like that.
Dave, you don't have female friends?
Yeah. I see where she's coming from. If you don't have
really friends, like you can keep it strictly friends, like that says a lot.
And I got a couple female friends.
Y'all wrong. Y'all be trying to make me tell you tough side sometimes.
You be trying to take tough side.
Well, because like it just can't be an echo chamber. Don't nobody just want to hear like a conversation where everybody just say the same thing. And it's somebody to think different. So what if my female friends is only my cousins and my like the girls? I got a big family.
It's my friends. It's your family.
No.
Like, you can be friends with your family.
Yeah.
Because
you can have family
and
not fuck with them.
I'll
be friends with them. Like, fuck, you know?
You can have, like. Yeah, you can totally have aunties or cousins that you have, like, you value them as women.
Just because you're a cousin, I'm you close. But I feel like if we're close cousins, like, you my friend at some, like, at a certain point. Because we're close, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, part of their thing was about, like, not being able to be around women. And, I think that you need to be able to be around people without just having to try to fuck them. But I can understand, hey, I don't want to build a friendship with somebody because, like, ultimately, I don't necessarily see them as a friend. Like, I can be respectful of them. I can be cordial with them, I can speak to them honestly, but you don't gotta be my friend. Like, I can just be respectful of you as a man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I could talk to the girls and the women in my family, and they could like direct me or give me a woman's point of view, and I can use that to understand women to a degree. I don't have to have just women in the world. Mm-hmm. I could have just all. Right, am I tripping? Or you think you'll be off balance? If you don't have no... I kind of do. But I don't...
I agree with both, kind of. Like, I see where you're coming from, too. Because, like you said, you can have, like, a cousin who's a friend.
Yeah, well, you got a big family. You got a bunch of sisters. You got a bunch of female cousins. You got a young auntie. Like, how many female friends do you have to have? Like, how many female friends for a dude do you think is important to have? Is it just one? Like, he just got one female friend? Or is it, like, you need to have multiple of them to be able to be respected as a dude that respects
women? I feel like a couple is cool. Like, two. Like, but like you said, if you got a cousin that you close with, like, that's cool too. Or like, you don't necessarily have to be friends with somebody who's not related to. Yeah, like you could be friends with somebody who you're related to. So I feel like once you got a solid, like, a couple good females, whether they're related or not, like, just on some solid shit, then I fuck with that, yeah.
And me personally, I'm playing the opposite advocate. I have female friends, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I get, what, four girls on this podcast? I got female friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I got, like, yeah. So, I guess I'm just giving pushback that, yeah, like I said, that just peep y'all logic on it. I don't know. It struck me as one of them topics that was like, that shit was interesting. That shit was interesting.
How do y'all feel like? Do y'all think it's cool for a girl to have male friends?
Fuck no. No niggas in your life. No.
Nah, I ain't gonna fake. I feel like if you already have friends, male friends before me, then yeah, that's cool. But like,
how y'all feel about a girl meeting a male friend while you in a relationship?
I don't know.
Like a friend. Like not she. You don't trust it.
No.
I know you got trust issues. I do too, but like.
Me too though.
Yeah. Alright, so ask what you think about a girl meeting a male friend during the relationship.
I just say don't do nothing you
won't
want.
But you think it's okay to meet a male friend during the relationship?
Because you could have met him on accident. Like, it could have been
You meet somebody.
Like, it's a cool ass nigga. Like, oh, that's it.
You meet somebody through. Are you seeing this person? I got a scenario for you. Okay, so boom. Let's go. You've seen somebody or you vaguely interacted with them through work, right? Mm-hmm. You out with your dude, right? You see a dude that you recognize from work, like just you vaguely interacted with him. You don't necessarily go up and speak to him or none of that shit. But you recognize him. The next time you see him at work, like y'all recognize each other there. Mm-hmm. The next time you see him at work, y'all have a conversation. Right? Mm-hmm. Just he'd be like, oh, I seen you out work.
Yeah.
It's just work. It's platonic. You're not, there's no agendas. It's just y'all seeing each other. It wasn't appropriate to speak then, but that bring y'all somewhere closer. Not like, ooh, you sexy. But just like, I feel slightly more comfortable speaking to this person because we've been in the same spot out. Now when I see you, hey, how you doing today?
Right.
I only see you once, twice a month. But now I speak to you twice a month. Is that weird for the girl?
I don't think it's weird.
No, it's just normal. So that's how a friendship will grow, right? Then you fuck around and you see him out again in public. Oh, this time y'all would speak, right?
Yeah.
Hey! Y'all are now becoming friends. While you're in a relationship.
That's just cordial, like.
What? I mean, do y'all see what I'm saying?
You said from work to outside.
It's a random part. It's a dude that the chick work with. Just give
a scenario for work.
It's a dude that the chick work with.
Yeah.
She see him at work, they don't necessarily speak. Like, they might have had to have a small work conversation. Mm. Oh, yeah, the office is down there. Like, you know each other from work. You clearly have seen each other from work.
Yeah.
You see each other in public. Not at work, just at a bar or something. Y'all don't necessarily speak. But when y'all see each other at work again, hey, I saw, that was you? Because that's when you would do it. You wouldn't necessarily do it out. Like, they with somebody, you with somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just talk at work because you're not trying to shoot a shot.
Right.
But now you just have something to say to one of your coworkers. She got something to say to one of her coworkers. She a person in the workplace. Am I tripping? Am I off? Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, boom. If she go out in public again and randomly run into this thing at a different spot, they'll probably speak now. Because they didn't speak before. They didn't see each other in public. They didn't somehow spoke about seeing each other in public. Because you saw each other in public and now you're back at the job. So, I mean, you might say something now. Mm-hmm. When you see each other again, now in public, y'all might say hi. Do y'all not see how a relationship or a friendship grow while being in a relationship? She's not doing that crazy. Am I tripping?
No.
So a friendship could grow while being in a relationship, platonically.
Yeah. It could, but I don't. It could though, but I don't know.
You know that exchange.
No, the niggas didn't like it in the beginning.
Okay.
They didn't like it, and they had pushback. I don't like it necessarily neither, but I do understand it. I'm in this exact situation.
I got trust issues though, so I don't.
I feel
like
as long as we ain't exchanging numbers and talk like and shit like that, like. Hey, what's
and it's your work, like I don't know.
Rel is all. Rel says. I be thinking before. Like, what did you say before? Like, cause we was talking about the old friends that had smacked in the past, but they don't fuck no more.
Oh yeah, he asked me. Said you got say.
It's an old
your boy. You got a boyfriend, and he got a friend group, but they used to have sex back in the day. But
somebody in the friend
group. Somebody in the friend group. But like years later, you come in his life, and then one day him and his friend group go out. Your dude get drunk.
And sleep with
her. No, not sleep. But she dropped you off. She dropped him off to y'all's type shit. Wasn't that it, or he went
something
back to
like
her
that.
House?
Yeah, for Ashley, yes. Your dude went out. He got a friend group. He had fucked somebody in his friend group years ago. And then, yeah, like later they was out. They on the way home. He dropped him off.
How did he get there?
He drove to the thing. He dropped them off. He lets you know.
I'll let you say they dropped him off. Okay.
No, he dropped your person is dropping somebody off. He lets you know, hey babe, I'm leaving the bar, like I'm about to drop so and so off. Like you know who so and so is and their history. I'm about to drop them off. But like not that they're doing that now, but like this is part of the friend group. I'm about to drop so and so off, they're on the way. I'll be home in 15 minutes.
I'll call so and so Uber.
They get home in 17. Yeah. Alright, cool. Alright, cool. Don't, you can't change it. They did what they did. Like, you're not your man. Your man is dropping.
Okay, so I would like.
Not necessarily what you.
What's the question? So what was the question?
I brought that up because I know that Rel didn't like that situation, so I understand. Like, I get where he leans on the trust issue. I don't trust my significant other necessarily. I don't trust you to have a platonic friend. I don't trust you to drop a platonic friend off that you used to not be platonic with. I get that. That's in the same vein to me. So when Real say that, I'm not saying he right or he wrong. I just get that my nigga not trying to go through that. You feel me? Now all that gives me is an illustration on if I was to ever see his chick doing something that I knew he wouldn't want to do, I know what I need to tell him. You feel me? Like, if I got a girl, like y'all don't necessarily got to tell me my girl dropped somebody off. Y'all can tell me, but I would like to think I knew that she was dropping somebody off home.
Yeah. I would like to know.
And I would like to think that I'm comfortable.
I don't think I'd be comfortable with that, though.
No, I don't think that I would like it, but I like to think that I'm comfortable even knowing things that I don't like in my relationship. Like, everybody that I'm in a relationship with don't got to do things that, like, I don't do everything that if I'm in a relationship, like, you know what I'm saying, that everybody like, it's not because I'm doing wild shit, it's just because I don't do everything that you like. Like, and vice versa. I'm not trusting you to do everything that I want you to do, but I'm trusting that you're not doing some wild shit. Like, driving somebody off ain't wild shit.
But somebody you used to...
fuck is wild, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dropping somebody off that you used to fuck is wild?
In a relationship? Yeah. Yes.
What's wild?
Never mind.
I'm asking.
Guys, why the fuck are y'all even kicking it in?
Y'all are friends.
Like, they friends now.
I don't care. I feel like once I come in the picture, you used to fuck somebody out of respect for your relationship, you should not be kicking it with them.
You should never see nobody that you ever fucked before?
Not ever see them, but kick it with, like, you said they friends, right?
You can't. So, like, if I have a friend, I've had a friend for 20 years. I fucked them for a part of 1 year, maybe two. I get in a relationship with somebody 10 years later. I can't have that friend. I'm supposed to cut that friend off.
I just don't trust that. Because, like, what if it's still, like, a little bit of feelings there or something? Like, what if one day y'all just get drunk as fuck and then y'all fuck again? Then what?
Well, I mean, that's the same thing as any ex that they have, right?
I mean, that's, I feel like it's more, it's gonna happen, it's more, what's the word I'm looking for? It's gonna, damn, what the fuck is the word I'm looking for? I feel like since you're always around them, like, y'all kicking to y'all friends, like, it's gonna be bound to happen again, I feel like. Because y'all just...
Somebody that you haven't fucked in 10 years?
Yeah, I feel like it's a possibility it could happen again.
In the scenario, you said somebody you ain't fucking to, y'all all moved, like, y'all separated, y'all moved type shit. And y'all came back.
Okay, so real. I fucked somebody 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. We fucked for a couple of years. We didn't talk for a year. We rekindled. We've been friends for 10 years. You think that when I see him, it's feasible that I might fuck him?
What you mean?
When you say it like that, no. Like, I'm just saying, like,
that's,
y'all are friends, right? So y'all hang out, right?
But that's the thing, Ash. If somebody fucked for a certain amount of time and they stopped fucking, they didn't on and off fuck for 15 years. They fucked for a couple of years and they stopped.
I just
then they were just friends for a decade.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with it.
That's just me. Right. That's just it's me, gonna though. Be like, it's just a little possibility y'all can fuck again. Like, I don't know.
But we're not talking about this again, though. We already did that.
I'm gonna let y'all know. It's all right.
I don't know. I just.
I just think that, like, people can have friends and not fuck them of the opposite sex. And I think that, like,
I believe that, too, because I got some female friends I never touched. Like,
yeah.
And I think that people can have sex with people and never have sex with them again.
I don't have a... I ain't gonna... I mean, shit.
I think that's true, too, but I don't know if y'all can just be friends, though, like... I don't know.
With someone that you had sex with? Like,
somebody that I had sex with? Somebody that I had sex with? It's like,
in my friend group, and I'm always seeing them and stuff.
This is garbage.
I don't know.
But, like, I don't know. Everybody that has sex with me, in the majority, or like anybody that's had sex with me that I'm not having sex with at this point in time, they just don't have like a. They don't have an access to have sex with me. Like, you just don't get to, like. There was a point in my life when there were some women that used to be in my past that was open to the present. There's not any at this point in time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I would, like, dog them, but it's like,
Like, you can't fuck me no more. Like, and the fact that if you was to even try, it would be like...
Oh, yeah, y'all both got to be on that shit, though.
No, we don't.
No, I'm talking about, like, if
it now, was... I've had to tell people no. Like, I've had women, like, physically, oh, like... Shit. Try to fight me and not try to fight me, like, fight me, like, because I didn't want to...
I never experienced that.
With you, a girl, like, it's different. Like, women don't take no as that. Well.
That's sad, though. I feel like y'all shouldn't experience that either. Did that make you feel some type of way?
I've been in fights with niggas. Like, when I told a woman no, I got punched more times... than I've ever, in any fight that I've been in with a man, you can probably add up the fights I've been in with men. I've never been punched that many times.
Damn.
Like, because it was a no, like, to an ex that I don't want to have, like, no.
That's fucked up.
Like, it, women don't always take that shit that well, but like.
I'm not going to personally punch nobody.
When you tell them no.
When you tell them no that,
to have
sex. No, I had an ex, like, physically and literally try to, like, not try to fight me. Like, she, like, now I done been in a couple of fights with some niggas. I ain't never been punched that many times in any fight than when I told a chick no when she showed up at 1 o'clock in the morning type shit. At my door.
I ain't never fight no female from Los
Angeles. No, it wasn't me fighting a female. It was me, like, trying to stop her from punching me, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't never, not off saying no.
Yeah, you know that happened.
I never, yeah.
No, I have a real, like, 1:30, maybe 2 in the morning after going out. She showed up. She called first. It was like, and woke me up out of my sleep. Like, yeah, I'm coming through. Like, huh? Like, what you talking about? Like, you up? I mean, I'm asleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, 7-10 minutes later, on the door. So it's like, alright, man, I open the door, like, I'm thinking that I, you know what I'm saying, that you just come into my crib, like, after being drunk, like, yeah. It was the, like, she just tried to get a popper, and I wasn't trying to get a popper, yeah. And she didn't like that.
So she was sorry.
She okay with rejection, let me get up.
Yeah, a lot, women don't like rejection that much.
That's why I don't shoot my shot. I don't like it, but I don't.
That's fair.
I just wait for you to come to me. Like, I'm not about to be like, oh, he. I might say that in my head, but I'm not about to tell him that.
That's fair, but like, yeah, like, I had, like, it was a bad night. It was a very bad night. It was a bad night. Like, nigga, I had a knot on my forehead, nigga.
Damn.
Oh, man, hell no.
Bro, when I say, like, nigga, like, I ain't, like, I've been in a couple of fights. I ain't been in that many fights in my life. I ain't gonna sit here and talk about I'm the craziest rah-rah nigga. Yeah. Nigga, I honestly think if you add up all the times I've been punched in a fight in my life, she hit me more, nigga. Like, it was, like, a lot of hits because I said no. Like, the women don't always say no for an answer. I say that to say that, and part of, like, just illustrating that I think that, like, yeah, like, there's a way to say no and not be on that and it to go bad.
What way would you say no for it not to go bad like that?
I ain't trying to do that shit right now.
What way would you say no for it not to go bad? I would think that you get to say no to somebody.
You should be able to, yeah. Like, it shouldn't be a problem if we, like, in a relationship or whatever.
No, we not in a relationship.
Or even if not, though, like, I still should be able to say no and you respect my answer. Like, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
A follow-up shouldn't come after that.
Guys do that to women. That's the thing. That's, you know, that's certain things happen.
I feel like guys do the thing called, I forget what it's called, but, like, niggas that ask and ask and ask. To the point where a bitch just feel like she gotta fuck him. Cause you just ask so much and they be like, here, put, like, here, just here. Type shit. And I feel like that's a. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for?
A pacify or like a.
Like you just. I can't think of the word.
Weird.
Like, yeah, like I don't like that shit.
Like, ass.
Niggas just be.
Yeah, weird. Like, are you okay? The fuck? scaring me.
I don't like asking for sex.
We need to. I feel like
if I gotta ask or if we even gotta get into a conversation where you want me to verbalize what it is that I want.
No, I don't want that shit.
Low key.
On the niggas.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm visibly or you can feel me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what type of time I'm on. If you're not on that type of time, we ain't gotta talk about it. I'll figure out whatever I gotta figure out. We don't gotta discuss it. And especially at this point in the game, we too grown.
Yeah. Niggas don't understand that.
You done felt that shit? Like, you seen it? You felt it? I put your hand on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? we not a bet. I'm not trying to pressure you. I'm just saying there's no conversation that needs to be had at that point in time. Me personally, this is how I think. Like, it.
No, I feel you. I don't ask for that shit either.
And I feel like niggas don't get, like, the less you talk about it, like, the more a girl would want to give it to you. Like, I feel like niggas who talk about it so much be the niggas who don't get no play. None. Like.
Yeah, they probably.
And the niggas who don't talk much be the ones.
I mean, the niggas that talk too much about anything really be the opposite of what they be talking about. Yeah,
anyway.
It be that way. It be that way. They say closed mouths don't get fed, but sometimes you gotta be quiet to get a plate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes niggas just gotta see you and be like, no, nah, they've been there. They must be hungry. Sometimes you gotta go get your own plate. But sometimes you don't gotta say nothing to get a plate.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes you
don't.
But just see that you
wanna
need a plate.
Yeah. And somebody see that you're hungry.
You recognize really.
And somebody is trying to feed you.
No, fuck.
So
if you can't get to the feed yourself, somebody might try to feed you. Y'all got something to say to these people before we get up out of here?
My birthday Sunday.
Happy birthday.
You know,
I love you, Grandma.
let me get to it.
Love you, Grandma.
Shout out, Grandma. I didn't even press that one. Shout out, Grandma. Shout out, Granny. You don't call your grandma Granny?
I call her Granny.
We call her Granny.
That's crazy. I call my grandma Granny. She passed away, though.
That's my soul. Granny did, too.
Rest in peace, Granny.
Best Granny ever.
Yeah, all Granny. Well, I mean, we both
had the
best
Granny. If I had the same Granny.
We had the best Granny. We both had the best Granny.
Yeah.
I ain't about to battle with y'all on that one. talk to your loved ones. I know you love them. DJ would tell you to eat, drink, and be merry. I ain't even gonna tell you what's going on. drink some water.
Oh, yeah.
Always keep it positive, but if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up, my nigga.